and joining me right now here on the Mark Moses Show to preview AEW Dynamite coming up on December 27th at Additional Financial Arena there at UCF. This guy is the man. He is Swerve Strickland. Swerve, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. A little sore and beat up, but the Continental Classic rolls on, and I'm going to endure.
Why are you bruised up, man? What happened exactly?
If you just watched Dynamite this week, I faced Roosh, and that alone is painful.
I saw that match. It was fantastic. And how rewarding was it getting the W and ending that match with the Swerve Stomp?
I'm just happy that it was over after that, because I don't know how much more I could have went with him. He's a really difficult opponent to not only just scout, but he's hard to prolong a match with, meaning the longer you go, the more amped up he gets. Like, his name is Roosh for a reason. His adrenaline kind of picks up, and he becomes a force. And just the fact that, like, I finally got to take him down. He's actually beat me years ago in a match, actually, in the MLW, and I've never got to repay him the favor. And I finally got that monkey off my back with that one. And so he's also one of the most toughest people on the roster in itself in AEW. So, yeah, I'm just glad that one is, like, he was my last qualifying match, too, to get to the semifinals. Oh, thank God.
Did you say anything after the match, or are you more humble after getting the W?
Oh, no. I keep it moving.
I like it, dude.
I keep it moving.
How excited are you then where AEW is going to be back in Orlando coming up next Wednesday?
I currently reside in Orlando. So I'm actually very excited. The fact that I don't have to get on a plane this week is just a quick 30-minute drive over to UCF just to perform and stuff, and then be right back in my own bed, especially during holiday season. This couldn't be a more perfect week for me. Just be home with the relatives and be able to go take them to the show, actually, and watch me perform, and then be back home to discuss everything that they saw on the show that night. It's going to be awesome. The fact that they're watching me go against Jay White and Jon Moxley, two heavy hitters that AEW has to offer, you know, that's going to be even special.
To the family and friends, like you said, they'll be at the arena. Do you like that? Like, is there an extra rush to perform in front of all those people that are very close to you?
Very much so. It's kind of like one of those things that's what you work hard for your family to, like, come to the big shows, the big arenas, for them to be at the big moment in your career. You know, that's really what you want to, you want to showcase. Like, this is everything that I've been, like, really going so hard for in my career. This is why I missed a lot of those birthdays and the holidays and those big special moments. It's because of this right here. But now you're seeing it pay off.
That is really cool. Is there a family member that texts you the most about your performance or your intro coming to the arena? Who's that one person that's your biggest fan?
My mother, without a doubt. She'll text during my matches. I'm like, not like she knows I'm going to see him right now because I'm out in the ring. But she'll video as my matches are going on and puts it on Facebook, like in pieces, so you can watch the full match on, like, four pieces on Facebook, which is really interesting. She's the biggest supporter. She understood from day one what my grind was going to be, and she was the first one to support it, truly.
That is awesome. Don't worry, Swerve, you're not alone. People will call and text me while I'm doing my live radio show. I completely understand what you're going through. Was she your mother? Was she that first person you told earlier in life, like, hey, I want to be a professional wrestler? Did that happen earlier in life?
Absolutely. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have started. I was working a job in Pennsylvania, and I just, like, dropped all my stuff and left work that day. And I was like, I'm going to pursue this. Can I drive down, move in with you, like, sleep on the couch in order for me to do this? And without hesitation, she's like, yep. As long as you're, like, doing what you have to do and not doing anything. Just like, you know, I know where you are. I know you're safe. I know you're not in the streets and you're doing something productive. Absolutely. And she supported it 100% the day one.
Where is Swerve Strickland? You got to check him out. He's going to be on AEW Dynamite live at UCF at Edition Financial Arena. If you want tickets, they're available right now at allelitewrestling.com. Okay, you wanted to become a professional wrestler. What did you do exactly? Did you go to wrestling school? Did you call people? What happened exactly, Swerve?
I moved down to Richmond, Virginia, and I looked up a wrestling school that was online. That was close by. Found Ground Zero Wrestling. They don't exist anymore, but at the time they were just like maybe 15, 20 minutes around the corner. And it was like affordable. It was two times a week. And I ended up going in there on a Tuesday and my mom watched my first couple bumps that I took. And she's like, everybody was like, he's a natural. And they took me on. I did shows. I loaded rings. I unloaded rings. I played security for the first couple months. I met a lot of great people early on in Legends, and then I end up being a part of the show.
Do you remember what your first match was ever in professional wrestling?
I was in a tag match. It was me and a character by the name of Reverend J. Boog, and we had a tag match against two of these older guys. I can't remember the names anymore, but I remember it was my first match was a tag match, actually. And I end up getting a victory. I was a big fan of Adam Copeland at the time. Still am. But that's who I was really watching tapes of at the time when I was training. And he did a spear. And that's what I actually was my first finishing move to win a match. It was a spear.
That is so awesome, dude. And I know Copeland's now with AEW. Have you told him that story yet?
I have not told him yet. But he volunteered to be a guest on my Swerve City podcast coming up. That'll probably be the time I bring that out to him on the first time ever.
Was he one of your favorite wrestlers growing up?
100%. When I truly got into pro wrestling and understood learning it, was when I got a very, like, that's where I really started studying him more and had a great appreciation for his work. And when I was coming up in the independents, he was like, every week on TV, the biggest bad guy that you've ever seen in pro wrestling. So that was like my inspiration.
Who are your other influences when it comes to professional wrestling then?
My very first professional like wrestling, like my favorite,
yeah,
I would say was Rey Mysterio.
Why Rey Mysterio?
He felt like a superhero come to life. It was his attire. It was his debut on SmackDown. He popped up out of the tunnel, which was amazing to me at the time. His maneuvers, his creativity, he's so unique. Nowadays, we see a lot of luchadors on TV weekly. He was like the one and only that was really like being pushed like that. And he was like just head and shoulders, just like above everybody else athletically. He was incredible to me. He's like, nowadays we're still good friends. But man, he was like one of my greatest, like he's my first influence, inspirations, I would say.
That is awesome. That is really cool. So, all right, just want to clarify. So you have met him before then?
Yes, we've actually wrestled each other before.
Okay. All right. So is that, number one of the wildest moments of your professional career that you got to wrestle against him?
Yes, without a doubt. It was on an independent show, and I don't have footage of the match anywhere. As a matter of fact, the only time I've ever seen footage was like fan cam footage from their phone that they just happened to post online. And it was like maybe a minute and a half long of like three moments in the match. But that was the only footage I've ever seen of it. And I don't know if I'll ever get that footage back. But it was really cool that he came up to me and was like, I'm really excited to work with you tonight. And that was like one of my career defining moments. I was like, oh my God, my favorite wrestler was like happy to work with me.
That's so cool, man. Hey, you were there. Don't worry. Even if there isn't footage, you were there, Swerve. Come on, man.
And in my mind, I still remember every moment of the match. And that's the greatest memory I'll ever have in pro wrestling.
Has there been a moment where a younger professional wrestler's come up to you now and said they're excited to be working with you?
A commander, he said that to me, when we faced off before, and, this was Complex Con, was a convention, a hip-hop convention, a fashion convention, but we're running a wrestling show outside. And Commander was, like, super excited and super happy and inspired to work with me. And now Commander's, like, joined the AEW roster. Now I see him every week now. And I have tremendous respect for him. He's so young, so athletically gifted and talented. And I wish him such a great career, long career in what he's doing. He is phenomenal. He just faced off against Roderick Strong this week. You know, didn't get the win, but the fact that he's getting so much opportunities on television weekly like that, and whether it be Dynamite, Rampage, or Collision, is I'm just happy and proud of him. I want to see him keep growing.
Where's Swerve Strickland? He's going to be, this is very key, at UCF coming up December 27th. AEW Dynamite. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. I'm going. I can't wait. Let's end with this. What's it like right before your music hits? You're coming out 20,000. Even when you were in London, what, 100,000? What's that feeling like? Music hits. You're going to go out there to perform.
Those are one of those moments where you got to, like, psych yourself and tell yourself that you deserve this. You belong here. This is your moment. This is your opportunity. This wasn't given to you. These are these, like, pep talks I'm telling myself, like, every time, every week that I go out, no matter how many people it is. Like, they're here for you. You deserve this moment, and don't take that for granted. And then I go out every time.
Do you think about that guy that tried to find the wrestling school in Richmond, Virginia, when you're out there performing once in a while?
I think about that afterwards. I think about, like, man, like, if that kid could see what he was going to become 15 years later, you know, just let him know everything's going to be okay. The times where your car's broke down in the middle of a road trip, the times that your bank account hit negative $500 and you didn't know how you were going to pay your phone bill, where those times where, you know, your second daughter was born and you had to figure out how you were going to afford baby formula and you had to go wrestle to figure it out, or the times you had to borrow $50 for this show that you had to drive to make 75. So we only profited like $25 for that weekend. Like, those moments and stuff just let you know it was worth it.
I love that answer. It's fantastic. And by the way, I love your intro when you guys were in London at Wembley Stadium, and I know you're going back in 2024. That is awesome. Like, your music hits and all those people at the stadium. Was that one of those, like, all-time rushes to go do that last year?
Incredibly. Like, without a doubt, that was, like, a once-in-a-lifetime moment that I want to try to replicate. It's once-in-a-lifetime, but it's like, yeah, I feel like we can do it again. And that was a DJ Who Kid who came out with me, who was the Eminem's DJ. Eminem and 50 Cent's DJ. The entrance was like a homage to celebrating 50 years of hip hop that year, or this year in August. And so the fact that we had to have that, we were happy to have that little moment for us and our culture and, like, represent in a sense on the show was really awesome for us. It was really cool to just, like, be able to have DJ Who Kid, who does, like, hot boxing with Mike Tyson, on their podcast, come out with me side by side with my friend Flash Garments, who helped write on the team with Kanye West and Donda, and his uncle is, like, Love Bug Starsky, who's, like, invented the word hip hop. So there's a lot of integration just in that entrance alone.
Swerve Strickland, this guy's the man. I hope you and your family have a great holidays, and I will see you at UCF coming up on the 27th, my friend. Have a great time, and good luck with everything in 2024.
Thank you, man. You too. Enjoy.